About 60 people held signs and shouted slogans outside the office of Republican Jeff Brandes on North 4th Street. They encouraged drivers to honk their horns as they drove by. This is F. Timothy Martin, one of the original organizers.
Awake the State started about 2 months ago. It's a statewide effort. It's a grassroots movement of basically everyday people like you and me. Started in response to some of the things happening this session. We had a lot of union involvement at first, but as you can see, this is a pretty diverse group. We have a lot more than just union representation here. These are just everyday workers. We have people concerned about the environment, people concerned about women's rights, all different issues out here. They're all just really frustrated at what they're hearing out of Tallahassee these days.
The demonstrators had issues with a range of policy decisions, from voting rights to women's rights. Marshall Ogletree, executive director of the Pinellas County Teachers Association, says Representative Brandes voted against Florida's educators.
Well, his record is failing the community at large, teachers, public education, and, you know, he voted for many bills that are very negative towards the community and towards our schools and towards our employees.
Awake the State started as a Facebook group and quickly gained support and organized simultaneous protests throughout the state. Representative Brandes' St. Petersburg office was closed, but the protesters left a report card with failing grades outside his door. Organizer Jason Smith said Awake the State plans to continue protesting across Florida.
We're protesting the passage of many draconian bills that strip away voters' rights, take away women's rights, and just the right-wing Republican takeover, basically, of our legislature.
Protesters didn't think that only Brandes was failing them, but Florida's government as a whole. Doug Hickman said this about the situation in Tallahassee.
I've been here for 32 years, and I've never been ashamed of our state and these draconian laws to do so many negative things, the voter suppression, it's terrible. These people didn't get a mandate. A lot of people just didn't vote.
Brandes says if he were to have a discussion with the demonstrators, the two sides would find some common ground.
Because there's so much I can do. The laws have already been passed. The bills have already gone through. And I'm not able to work on their issues as adamantly as I could before session ended. So hopefully next year I'll get more emails and more phone calls from people to express their concerns, or for more people to come visit me in Tallahassee, for me, more people to schedule meetings with me at my district office in St. Pete. But I look forward to their comments and concerns, and I think a lot of their comments and concerns can be rectified by just sitting down and discussing, because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there.
You can find our previous reports about the Florida legislature and Awake the State on WNF.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WNF News, I'm Nolan Ruark.